This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is shaping up to be the hypocrisy hearing, and I will be there at every turn pointing it out.
That Senate Republican Lindsey Graham speaking about the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, which got underway yesterday with Democrats repeatedly trying to delay the proceedings.
So I hope people in the country understand this game. It's a game that I am sad to be part of. It's gotten really bad.
Democrats claim they still have not received thousands of documents concerning Kavanaugh's record in the George W. Bush White House. Tropical Storm Gordon moving farther inland and weakening now after coming ashore last night on the northern Gulf Coast. The storm's powerful winds contributing to a death in Florida, a child killed when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
There are reports that Pope Francis and the Archbishop of Washington, D.C. met last week and discussed the Archbishop's alleged role in the clergy sex abuse scandal. Archbishop Cardinal Donald Worrell under fire over what he knew about sex abuse allegations against the former Archbishop of Washington. He's also getting questioned about how he handled abusive priests when he was the Archbishop of the Pittsburgh Diocese. Arizona's Republican governor taps former Republican U.S. Senator John Kyle to replace the late John McCain. Governor Doug Ducey announcing it yesterday in Phoenix.
Senator Kyle is a beacon of integrity, highly regarded by people on both sides of the aisle.
Kyle retired from the Senate back in 2013. An upset in a Massachusetts primary yesterday as 10-term Democratic Congressman Mike Capuano was defeated by Boston City Councilwoman and Progressive Ayanna Pressley. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Five people charged in connection with a New Mexico compound where a toddler was found dead are due in court today to face federal gun charges. The group was arraigned yesterday and will have detention and preliminary hearings this morning. They were arrested last month when police raided the compound in northern New Mexico and found 11 malnourished children, as well as the body of a 3-year-old boy. Child abuse charges were dropped, though, against the group last week because prosecutors missed a processing deadline. That's when federal authorities came in with new charges. The National Association of Police Organizations calling for a boycott of Nike. In a letter to Nike CEO Mark Parker, the group representing nearly a 250,000 officers said it is upset with the choice of Colin Kaepernick to be the new face of Nike's Just Do It ad campaign. The former San Francisco 49ers quarterback started to generate controversy 2 years ago when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games in protest of what he claimed was police brutality and the treatment of minorities. And the University of South Carolina is now taking steps to address what it calls a national crisis. The school announcing it's offering the anti-overdose drug Narcan at its on-campus pharmacy. The drug is used to save the lives of people suffering from opioid overdose. And for USA Radio News,
attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. We've got lots to talk about with our guest today. Again, another stellar day of outstanding experts addressing and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, whether it is that we're talking about the Judge Kavanaugh hearing, which was quite a spectacle, wasn't it? I mean, before it even got underway, there was already protestation, people being kicked out, those aspirants of, for 2020 presidential nominations wanting to be heard and get their glory as well. I mean, it's turning into quite the fiasco. You know, you think back, it hasn't been all that long that we've been doing this sort of thing. So, kind of interesting that this is what's going on. But, Brad, let's get that, with that special clip that we had that Big Wave Dave put together for us on yesterday's hearing. Let's go ahead and play this. Let's kind of a rewind here.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Good morning. I welcome everyone to this confirmation hearing on the nomination of
Mr.
Judge
Chairman.
Brett Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman.
To serve as Associate Justice.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized for a question before we proceed. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to be recognized to ask a question before we proceed. The committee received just last night, less than 15 hours ago, 42,000 pages of documents that we have not had an opportunity to review or read or analyze.
You're out of order. I'll proceed.
We cannot possibly move forward, Mr. Chairman.
I extend a very warm welcome to Judge Kavanaugh.
We have not been given an opportunity to have a meaningful
hearing.
To his wife,
Ashley.
On the nominee.
Their two daughters.
Mr. Chairman, I agree with my colleague, Senator Harris. Mr. Chairman,
Judge
we received 42,000 documents that we haven't
and
been able to review last
today.
Night, and we believe this hearing should
I know
be postponed.
This is an exciting day for all of you here, and you're rightly proud.
Mr. Chairman, if we cannot be recognized, I move to adjourn.
The American people.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn.
Directly from Judge Kavanaugh.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn. Mr. Chairman, we have been denied real access to the documents we need to advise.
Mr. Chairman, regular order is called,
which turns this hearing into a charade and a mockery of our norms.
Well,
and Mr. Chairman, I therefore move to adjourn this hearing.
Okay.
This is a mockery and a tragedy of justice.
Mr. Chairman, I ask for a roll call vote on my motion to adjourn. Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move to adjourn. I ask for a roll call vote.
We're not in executive session. We will continue as planned.
Bill Martinez live.
Well, just a kind of a little bit of highlights. I mean, this is what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. You know, and it's, yeah, this is a bit annoying. I mean, when you've got, you know, a judge that you want to confirm and get about the business, we got all the histrionics going on. And it's just, I mean, I felt for Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, he has daughters there. And, you know, when I first saw that his daughters were coming in, I thought, okay, does he really want them to be there? And that's just basically, you know, just my sense of what was potentially going to happen. And, of course, it got worse than I thought, and I couldn't believe it. I like what William F. Buckley had to say. He says, liberals claim to want to give a hearing to other views, but then are shocked and offended to discover that there are other views. Well, Bob Beaupre is with us, the former congressman out of Colorado. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, thank you, Bill. Sorry for the problem connecting this morning.
Well, no problem. You know, we're glad to have you here. I know that you watched the spectacle yesterday as well. I mean, this was, you know, quite an embarrassment, you know, for our country. But this is what these hearings have become, is that it becomes kind of a platform for these would-be presidential candidates. And, you know, and clearly this was a plan that was established before. There was a conference call that was held the day before, and this is what the Democrats were going to do, and to the letter they played it out, starting with Kamala Harris.
Yeah, this was a theatrical production, Bill, and shame on them. And Bill Sass, I thought, summed it up quite well. When the greatest deliberative, so-called, used to be once upon a time, the greatest deliberative legislative body on planet Earth. Is relegated to this kind of circus theatrics. So shame on them, and he said that in his great eloquence. It was disgusting. I think it was embarrassing. It was shameful. And bottom line, it's not a hearing at all. Does anybody really think that there's a senator on that Judiciary Committee, or probably in the entire Senate body, that hasn't already decided whether they want to be public about it or not, hasn't already decided which way they're going to vote?
Yeah, they pretty much said as much. So why complain about reading, you know, documents? As you know, Bob, you've been there. They didn't read Obamacare. What tells you that they're going to read, you know, right?
Excellent point.
Yeah.
And once upon a time, the American Bar Association, the big band of lawyers, which leans heavily left, was quote, the gold standard, according to the Democrats, of judicial nominees. The ABA has given this guy a unanimous vote of confidence as eminently qualified to sit on the Supreme Court. So yeah, they ought to get on with it, but you nailed it. This is not at all about Brett Kavanaugh and his worthiness to serve on the Supreme Court. This is about an entirely different agenda. It's about pandering to what they think is their voting base. It's about posturing for presidential runs in the case of Kamala Harris and Booker, and maybe others too. It was just absolutely a pathetic display of what once was a respected legislative body all over the planet, but no longer.
Well, it's a tough situation, Bob, because, you know, the Senate has kind of created this monster. You know, they want to bring judges in and ask them questions. Well, they've trained them not to be forthright, to, you know, kind of set their integrity aside and answer questions, you know, that are politically motivated and avoid the landmines. And then they complain that that's what they get. Well, that's what you guys have created. So I don't understand this. But, hey, it's the hypocrisy privacy that reigns rich on the Beltway. More from
Bob
LaFrey.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when we pray, all the world's got to change. When the church will pray, all the world's got to pray. Oh, when we pray, the world's got to shake. Yeah.
say, with all the antics, boy, that is the best resort, really. You know, it's time to pray, ladies and gentlemen. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Bob Beaupre is with us, former congressman and businessman. Bob, the buffalo are roaming and they're doing okay, but we got trouble in bison world. Tell us real quick before we get back to the back to the midterm elections and Kavanaugh here. What's going on? People are falsifying some ingredients on the bison issue. What's happening?
You picked up on that. Yeah, they are. We've got water buffalo. Anybody who's ever been to a zoo, watched a National Geographic documentary, you've probably seen them. Mm-hmm. Their meat, water buffalo meat, being imported into the U.S. by some exporters and marketed simply as buffalo. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in the United States, that's confusing. So we bison breeders, people like me, mm-hmm. are trying to mount a public campaign to urge the USDA for truth in labeling. At least call it water buffalo so that right. Consumers aren't confused by what kind of meat they're buying.
Exactly. Yeah, water buffalo doesn't even taste like chicken either, so you want to be careful, just saying. So if people want, I picked this up on your website, of course, what's going on, and, I love what you do. I keep threatening to come out and, help you bale hay, do anything, because I think these animals are just so gorgeous, and, and I just appreciate God's creation here, and they're just magnificent animals to see. That's what you do. It's just awesome.
It's an enormous privilege just to witness how great they are. We've got a motto in Buffalo Land: the way you manage them is just let buffalo be buffalo.
And it's kind of like Donald Trump. Just saying.
Yeah, you're not going to change their behavior. That's right.
That's it. Let's just let buffalo be buffalo. Well, as big as they are, it's not much you can do with them. That's for sure. So, and people, you can check this out. As to what's going on there, and it's just we're pursuing the truth. You know that we talk about it, and it's just another one of those issues that if you leave your guard down, and people are willing to skirt the edges, and it's all pursuing the truth and being honest about this, and so be aware. And where can they go for more information? They want to check this out, Bob.
National Bison Association is circulating a petition. You go to bison.org, mm-hmm. Bison Central, bisoncentral.org.
Right, exactly.
My Facebook page has also got it, Bob Beaupre's Facebook page.
Right, exactly. So check it out, and it's all about pursuing the truth, and we have to have all the truth warriors out there holding them accountable. Let's talk the midterms. What do you see? I mean, right now they're talking, 11, 12, 13 points difference in favor of the Democrats. Traditionally, we run into the midterm elections, and I tell people, I warn them, I go, look at, Donald Trump wasn't very traditional in 2016. Let's see if there's some break here. They talk about this blue wave, and the media is all excited again because of the Kavanaugh hearings and all this other stuff that maybe is going to agitate some sort of blue wave. What do you say?
Well, I think the left, especially radical left, is motivated. There's no getting around that. Part of the question will be is turnout on our side, especially the Trump supporters. And if they were supporters of this president, as he's made the case in all the campaign rallies that he's been to of late, if they were supporters of him, they need to be broad supporters of his agenda and people that are going to come back to D.C. and support him.
Exactly.
That means turnout. That means turning out. And that's going to be the question. I'm glad of many things, but I'm especially glad I'm not a pollster. Well, we found out 2 years ago that they struggled to put together a model as to who was going to win the presidential election. Virtually all of them were wrong.
Bob, they were real wrong. I mean, they weren't even just wrong. They were real wrong.
Not even close in many cases. And when you're saying that Hillary Clinton had a 97% chance of being elected, and everybody missed it. So putting together a model for this election, I think, is almost equally as difficult. But as you look around, I fully expect that Republicans will lose some seats in the House. I don't think they're going to lose the majority. I was worried a couple months ago about this blue wave talk. I think maybe now it's more of a blue ripple. Mm-hmm. On the Senate side, we've got a couple of Republicans that are going to be in very tough races. Heller in Nevada is certainly in a tough one. It's a question mark as to what happens with the open seat in Arizona, the Jeff Flake seat. I think Martha McSally is a pretty good candidate and likely will win that, but it won't be easy. But there's a whole slew of Democrat seats that are up in states that Donald Trump carried. So I think in the Senate, rather than losing a majority, it's possible, of course, but I think they may actually pick up a seat or two there. So I guess put me in the cautiously optimistic column, and right. primarily because of what has been accomplished on this president's watch, especially the tax cuts and especially the regulation that has been relaxed, the boot that's been taken off of, mm-hmm. of American workers and American business. And you just look at how the economy's going, and I won't quote Bill Clinton very often, but he was right when he said it's the economy.
Yeah,
and it's typically is the economy. That's the kitchen table issue that every family, every voter looks at, and the economy is doing extremely well right now.
Well, I think the challenge for the left here, Bob, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is it's bifurcating itself. I mean, you've got the left wing of the left party really, you know, pulling hard left here. I mean, look what happened in Massachusetts last night. Got some, you know, socialist gains there. And so, you know, what's happening? I mean, you've got the Democratic Party, you know, and it's hard. I mean, you know, I don't know how you not put that into the mix to say this could compromise their position, you know, in much the same way the Republicans did back in the days when you had Ross Perot, you know, breaking up the vote and allowing really, you know, Bill Clinton to get elected.
So you're spot on. It mystifies me, Bill. After the Hillary Clinton debacle, I really thought Democrats would take inventory of where they're at, that Bernie Sanders had pulled them hard to the left, and it did not help. They lost a presidency that they thought was theirs for the taking. And I thought that if they moved anywhere, that they would move more to the center. They
did
just exactly,
right.
just exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And we hear in Colorado, they've nominated a governor candidate, Jared Polis, who got the same mantra, universal health care, government-run health care, free preschool, free kindergarten, more bike lanes. We're not going to put down any concrete to relieve our transportation problems, and wants to run the oil and gas industry out of Colorado. You know, a very progressive socialistic agenda. And you've got a whole lot of Democrats that are scratching their heads, and I don't know that we can even support our nominee. So we'll see how that turns out in Colorado, but nationally they followed exactly that same blueprint. I don't think it's going to play well for them, and, you know, that's part that, you know, you can either win an election or the other guy can lose it. And I
right.
think some of these cases, the Democrats are flat going to lose it by trying to be too smart by half.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm concerned, like you, is the Republicans. I mean, here it is, 600 days or less of President Trump administration. Economy as robust as it is, the great things that have been happening. You know, he needs reinforcements to support this positive trajectory that we're on. And they themselves need to get, you know, get in the parade here. And on behalf of we the people, to continue to do some positive things here. Or they may end up, you know, being on the wrong side as well. So we'll have to wait and see how that works out. Former Congressman Bob Beaupre on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Take care.
Coming to theaters September 14th, Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The journey home from World War II was just the beginning.
You're Louis Lamprey, aren't you? Thank you.
For what?
For preserving the free world for slave girls, I think.
Witness the next chapter.
If you could run a 4-7 mile again, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't.
Of the unbelievable true story.
I just thought I'd be able to forget everything.
You need help.
Here tonight, there's a drowning man just looking for some type of hope for the future. But there's a lifeline.
Just reach out.
Based on Laura Hillenbrand's best-selling book.
These men did terrible things to you. What are you going to say to them?
Unbroken. Path to Redemption. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters September 14th. For theaters and tickets, go to unbrokenfilm.com. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats making it a contentious day one of a confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
Judge Kavanaugh, I am concerned whether you would treat every American equally.
That's Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says,
much like Neil Gorsuch, where they kept trying to find a punch they could land on him, I didn't see any Democrats landing a punch on Judge Kavanaugh.
Cruz was speaking there on Fox News. The confirmation hearing will continue today and may run into Friday. Gordon is now a tropical depression as it blows across Mississippi this morning. It made landfall late last night as a minor hurricane just west of the Mississippi-Alabama border, and it's still a rainmaker. It's blamed for the death of a child in Florida when a tree limb came down on a mobile home. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, sometimes when all else fails, hey, just keep dancing, okay? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, Jenny Beth Martin with us, president co-founder of Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, how you doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. I always enjoy our time together. Hey, by the way, last week I kind of hit you as a surprise, and I've been trying to, you know, go a little bit deeper on this because I think I picked up the information from John Solomon in one of the reports that he had given. And it might have even been Sarah Carter, that supposedly one of the attorneys involved in the Mueller investigation was involved with Hillary Clinton in bleach bidding and in destroying all this evidence. I know you said, well, you hadn't quite heard that either, and I just wanted to clarify that because I had a couple people in the audience that they thought they heard that too, and I've been trying to link that down, you know, to make sure, because, you know, what we pass on here is, you know, our commitment to pursuing the truth, and I want to make sure it's well established that we don't get into the realm of rumors. So I appreciate that you question that and let it be known that I'm still pursuing this because I, you know, it's been bothering me, you know, because when you and I have a conversation, we lay this stuff out, and if something comes up, I want to do my due diligence to make sure whatever it is that we're passing on to our audience has veracity.
Oh, I understand that there's one thing that I've noticed about this investigation and frankly, so many things that happen in Washington. I think because of the way that we consume news, sometimes we get bits and pieces of information from less than mainstream Street Journal, The Washington Post. We're getting it from other outlets that have validity, but there are places looking at. And then sometimes it's
Yeah. Jenny Beth, we're having a problem holding the connection here. Let's disconnect, and I'm going to have the studio call you back. You know, to Jenny Beth's point here, at their website, at teaparty.org, you got to check this out. I mean, it's, information about a former CIA agent's bombshell proof that indictments are coming for deep state agents. As soon as we connect with her, and also we want to talk about what happened with Judge Kavanaugh yesterday. We're just, nature of the electronics and what happens at times. And, this being a live radio show, we come to you, as we say, live, fresh, independent every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Okay, let's see and test the connection. I was just sharing with our audience, Jenny Beth, that at your website, on your Command Center blogger spot, that you got the big headline of former CIA agents' bombshell proof that indictments are coming for deep state agents.
So we will see what happens with that. I think I was saying before the connection got spotty is that there are things that are happening that sometimes it doesn't make it to the mainstream media. So when that happens, we get bits and pieces until the story kind of takes a life of its own.
And sometimes it takes a lot longer. I mean, even like the Clinton Foundation, Peter Schweitzer wrote about it over 3 years ago. And, I speak with Peter, and I said, well, are you surprised that it took so long for people to really understand what was going on, especially as it related to Uranium One? He's, Bill, I'm not surprised. It's especially with the mainstream media, because they are filtering. There's a lot of filtering going on, whether it's the mainstream media or the social media giants that we're finding out about. This is why, again, I applaud the Tea Party Patriots and all the great work that you're doing, Jenny Beth, to make sure the truth is out there, and let that not go ignored, and let the people know that their hard work is appreciated.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, and I think that one thing also that happens, we can look at the bias, and I'm not denying bias exists, and I'm not denying targeting of conservative thought exists. I've been a victim of that. But one thing that also I think sometimes happens is that these stories have so much significance and are also so dense. For instance, Peter Schweitzer, as you just mentioned, he wrote an entire book about Clinton cash, and it's hard to distill that into a soundbite, and it's also hard to understand the importance and impact of it until it plays out a bit more in real time. And so there's so much they try to convey. They try to boil the news down into 30 minutes still on the evening news programs or the morning news. And then so sometimes the things that really, truly are making a difference and are important, like that book or the work that Sarah Carter does or Judicial Watch, it winds up taking a bit longer before it has a long tail. And right. It takes a while before you see the end.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, of course, we're watching yesterday. I want to get on to the Kavanaugh hearings. I felt for Judge Kavanaugh. I mean, he had his daughters there. At first, I was wondering why he was bringing them there. Because my sense was this was going to, be a bit of a circus. I didn't realize it was going to be as big a circus as it turned out to be. I mean, all three rings were operating, weren't they?
They really were. I feel very bad for his children. I understand why you would want your children to be a part of that, because it's very important. And in today's environment, I do all I can to keep my children far, far in the background so they're not exposed to the things that happen to me, because it's difficult to explain. But what we saw happen in those hearings, I've been in hearings where Congress was talking to the IRS about things that the IRS did wrong to us, to suppress our speech, illegal activity. I've been there. I wanted to yell and shout and scream and say, how dare you?
Yes.
And yet I knew that that is not where I could do that. That was not the time or the place to do it. And I respect the system enough that even when I don't like the people, I still respect the way that the process is intended to work. And what we saw yesterday was really, I think, That's how anarchy happens. When you totally disregard the rules, you totally disregard the law. And I'm not saying they were disregarding law. They were just disregarding rules of decorum. When these kind of things happen and you start disregarding it, you start destroying property, as we've seen happen throughout the country over the last almost 24 months, these are problematic. And I think the best thing that your listeners can do and that I can do and our supporters can do over the next 62 days is make sure that we work within the system to reinforce what we want to see happen in Washington, which is not this chaos and anarchy-type behavior. It is the behavior that says we vote, elections have consequences, even when we don't like them, they still matter, and we're going to make a difference at the polls.
Yeah, and I'm real concerned about the hyperbole. You know, the things that come out of the mouths of, you know, Dick Durbin and Schumer and the like, even, you know, some of the members of the Judiciary Committee, they were out there. And this just adds flame to the anarchy. It gives them place because of what they put out there. I mean, making statements about Brett Kavanaugh's character, how he's going to judge on certain things. I mean, there's no indication. I mean, there's not even a fair-minded indication to go there. But they're very extreme, and they are firing up, if you want to say, their base or that wing of the party. But this is very dangerous, is it not?
It is. It's extremely dangerous. You keep ratcheting it up and ratcheting it up and ratcheting up, and what are you ratcheting it up for? What is the end?
Yes.
And I look at it and I see where the end could take us, and it's very frightening. And I understand anger. I understand passion, and I also understand when you're a leader of something that has that much anger and passion, you have to make sure that you work to help turn that passion into productive action. And I don't see that happening on the left.
No, I don't either. And I think they're especially bifurcated, especially with this, you know, Bernie Sanders aspect of the party. It's really bifurcating the Democrats even more so. And I think that that's being underreported greatly. Jenny Beth, where can people go and be in touch with the Tea Party Patriots?
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Jenny Beth Martin, president and co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jenny Beth.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Esurance. Extreme weather events are on the rise. Last year, the U.S. suffered 16 major natural disasters with recovery costs of over $300 billion. That's a 33% increase over 2016 when there were 12, and it's predicted that this upward trend will continue. A 2018 study by Esurance revealed that only 17% of U.S. residents feel they are personally prepared for an unexpected natural disaster. The survey also revealed that people tend to take a low investment path, and that the use of high-tech home-based solutions is uncommon. Bonnie Schneider, meteorologist.
Today's technology allows people to better prepare and recover from extreme weather. You can invest in smart home sensors and alert devices, angle security systems, and Wi-Fi-enabled cameras towards the street to keep tabs on activity around your home. Find an app that enables Wi-Fi calling during an emergency and keep your home inventory updated digitally for insurance purposes.
For more, visit esurance.com/insights.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Hurston is with us. Yes, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. You got to be having fun watching these Kavanaugh hearings, aren't you?
Oh, it's just a joy to watch. As I watch the Democrats stunting and these rent-a-mob protesters disrupting and people going overtime, I don't know. The way they're going, it'd probably be over by Christmas, maybe.
Yeah, well, we need to have it, hopefully, get seated in time for the new court, which is, October the 1st?
That's right. I mean, the Democrats are dragging their feet. They've made, they make motions to adjourn. They're stunting. I mean, what they're doing is stunting for the far left base of the Democratic Party, because they all ultimately will have to face that far left base when they're reelected. But it's really a shame that a quality justice like Brett Kavanaugh has to go through this kind of torture, which is what it is.
Well, his family, his daughters, they're sitting in watching this, what their dad's being subjected to. And, his dad, I'm sure, goes back and just says, honey, this is all part of the process. Just, relax. Don't get upset. Hang in there. Don't go Meghan McCain on me. And it's going to be okay,
Yeah, definitely don't. Yeah, actually, I wonder if the confirmation will take longer than the McCain funerals or not,
Yeah. Well,
we'll see.
It could rival Aretha Franklin. I mean, Aretha Franklin was 6 hours. I knew Bill Clinton was going to sit for all 6 hours.
Well, he enjoyed that very much, especially the part where Ariana Grande sang, which has gone viral all over the social media.
He just can't help
Bill
himself.
Bill Clinton, he had his mouth open. He was oogling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't.
Yeah, and I don't think he noticed. Did he notice that Farrakhan was a couple of chairs over?
Oh, I think he shook hands with him or embraced him or something. I know Chelsea Clinton was tweeting about that. Mm-hmm. It's the first time I ever heard her say, "I am not my parents," she said. In a tweet.
Yes.
Which, of course, is true.
Right. Yeah, but you're of them, so stay tuned. And then speaking of which, Hillary Clinton is doing everything she can to gain some sort of relevance for these midterm elections and, of course, 2020.
Yeah, the polls are really looking bad for Hillary in terms of the Democratic base. But that doesn't seem to stop her. She seems to all be eternally running and trying to raise money and doing everything that a primary candidate would do. But at this time, I think it's going to be harder for her to rig the rules because the Democratic Party is forewarned. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have great difficulty keeping the party from nominating somebody from the very far left, because that seems to be the direction the Democratic Party is going. You know, mm-hmm. abolish ICE, raise taxes, right. bring back regulations, basically cripple the economy and harm individual Americans, and open up the borders. I can't see that as a winning way to in the general election, but in the primary, there's going to be a race to the left, and Hillary's, I think, going to have difficulty with that group, and especially the younger crowd who wants her, they really want her to go back to the woods.
Yeah, exactly. She can be a professor emeritus and call her up from time to time when they need some entertainment. With 2020, the DNC already said that we're not going to have any superdelegates. They've really muted that concept. So having the opportunity to manipulate the electorate on the Democratic side now has been muted, has it not?
Well, yeah. I mean, although I wouldn't put it past Hillary to attempt another way to mm-hmm. gain an advantage. But it's going to be harder for her to do that. Mm-hmm. But remember, she has more money. She's more organized. She has her, the Clinton machine still exists. And so with all that, I still think you can't write her off completely.
Exactly. And the other thing I want to talk, speaking of, powerful forces, and you and I have touched on this before, and I'm glad you're focusing on it in your current commentary, and that's breaking up these big tech monopolies. I mean, you got Facebook going to Congress again, having another conversation. Of course, Twitter, Google trying to insist that, they're not biased whatsoever. But it's kind of hard to not discern that they are biased when you look at their product.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, it's empirically proven that they're biased. It's empirically proven that when they tell us they're going to keep our data private, that they don't. Mm-hmm. So their public statements have no more credibility. And the fact is, we're talking about, and particularly Google, Facebook, and Amazon, have this size, this wealth, this dominance of the market that we have never seen in history of man. You know, we've not seen this. Facebook has 2 billion users. Google controls, maybe 80 to 90% of the search market. YouTube is 80% of the market, and they're so huge. They're so wealthy. We've never dealt with anything like that. And when the things that they've done are unbelievable. I mean, recently there's a PGA Media conducted a study on search results related to President Trump, and 96%. Of those most visible news articles that came up, and they do on any search, were generated from liberal outlets. And anybody can do this. If you go on Google and you search a political topic, you will not see a conservative outlet until you go deep into the search results, maybe from a half a dozen to 10 pages. And that's consistent now, and that's very different than the Google of old. And then in Facebook, they exhibited bias before in their trending topics, but the most amazing thing, they're pulling down things, and maybe it's their algorithm, whatever it is. They say they're not biased, but one of the most striking things that happened in the last few days is they pulled down an article from National Public Radio. Now, National Public Radio is not a conservative website.
Right. Exactly.
And the article actually questioned the number of school shootings that the government numbers claim to have existed, because the staffers at NPR went back and found out that the school shootings were far, far less.
Yeah, the numbers
than
didn't
what
add
was
up.
Represented.
Right.
Mm. And they seemed to be, yeah, they were jacked up. And so Facebook took them down. What would do, now, the only possible explanation for that would be a political bias. There is no other explanation because it's factual from a study from National Public Radio, but the study is not convenient to the gun control lobby that Facebook favors. And so the idea of antitrust law comes up, and we remember Ma Bell.
Mm-hmm.
The old AT&T was split up into 8 small companies. Standard Oil split up into 34 smaller companies. And I would argue that today these companies are getting as powerful or more powerful than both of those, Standard Oil and AT&T, were. And, you know, so, and there, you know, Microsoft had at least the threat of antitrust mm-hmm. when they it started at the beginning of the Clinton administration, and some people thought it was political, but they bundled the Internet Explorer with the Windows software and basically forced people to use Explorer. Well, that's very similar to what Google does.
Exactly.
They force people who use Android to use their search engine and use their apps. And so, you know, this is I think it's at least antitrust should be used to create leverage. I think that's why President Trump brought it up in a tweet recently, because his administration is thinking about that. And Trump is a negotiator, and one thing negotiators do is to increase leverage. And antitrust
turned out back in the Microsoft case
was used as leverage.
Exactly. Well, James, you and I have been around the media long enough, and, you know, the government was really, you know, with the FCC, very concerned about people coming in and controlling and being a dominant force in any one market. So you couldn't control all the TV stations, the newspapers, that sort of thing. And what these entities have grown, what Google and Facebook have grown to become, is far and beyond the media expectation and what they could only imagine could be a possibility.
Well, sure, that's right. You know, taking Google for an example, because so many people think of Google as the equivalent of searching, Google has a stranglehold on the start, the inception, the gateway to Internet information. And so if they decide to suppress websites,
mm-hmm.
websites of companies, websites of political, that is a power that is basically in the hands of too small a number of people. So there are firms out there who would like to maybe have a competitive product to one of Google's products, but what they're afraid of in a startup is that Google will bury them.
They'll squash them like a
Google's
bug.
Google's products will have a higher ranking.
Exactly.
And so just to give that as an example, that's an awesome power. So I think the threat, at least, of breaking them up has to be made by the Justice Department and the Trump administration.
Well, we'll see what happens. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Good stuff here.
All right. Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
It's an open.